What podcast should I listen to next?
Welcome to What Podcast Should I Listen To Next? I'm Mark.
And I'm Steve.
And Steve, what are we doing?
A podcast, Mark.
We are doing a podcast, and this is part two. This is our first two-part podcast.
First two-parter. Yes, exciting. It's a two-parter because we're doing something a little bit different, which you'll know if you listened to last week, but what we're doing is...
I'd say that's a good point. If you're listening to this and you haven't listened to last week, definitely go back to last week, listen first, and then listen to this.
I would advise that, yeah. If you're only going to listen to one thing and you can't be bothered going back, just keep listening. It's fine.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's not that important. So what we're doing is, instead of normally we roll a dice, coming up with a number off a chart and review that podcast, we are going this week to continue reviewing some fellow smaller podcasts, and we've chosen randomly podcasts that follow us on Twitter, and equally we follow them, and we're going to try and just help each other out. So last week we did two each, and we're going to continue on and do two more each this week.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a big hit. We really enjoyed doing the ones we did last week. So just continuing it on.
And, don't screw this up, Mark. We're on a roll.
What do you mean? Keep being positive?
Exactly. Remember that positive pep talk we had?
Yeah.
Okay, so go for it, Mark.
That doesn't sound genuine. I really did. I've enjoyed the podcast I've reviewed so far.
So far, that's a threat, a veiled threat. Do you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. But also, I guess we should ask Steve, what have you been up to this week?
Do you know what I did actually last Sunday, which was good?
No,
I went whale watching.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
how
yeah.
Did
so
that
it's,
go?
It's whale season because they migrate north and they go past us. So, friends,
did you get sick?
Friend Craig and I went with our families. And on this occasion, we're both single dads.
Yeah.
Because both of our wives do get sick on boats, as you may remember.
I've been on a boat with Kerry.
You've been on a boat with Kerry. Anyone who's been on a boat with Kerry has seen her be sick.
She was basically about 1% away from just diving off the boat and swimming for shore. She definitely would have died, but she wouldn't have minded.
Well, so the last thing we did on a boat was Kerry and I and our two girls went on a catamaran cruise. And it was brilliant. Great fun for three quarters of the family. One quarter was spewing up over the side of the boat the whole time. So we agreed that we weren't gonna put her through that again. But no, we had a great time whale watching. Saw a lot of humpback whales and all good fun.
Yeah, there's millions of them out there, isn't there?
Yeah,
there's loads.
Yeah, yeah. How about yourself?
Yeah, don't really know if I've been up to much really this week. Just taking it easy. Went round to... friend Owen's house, had a really good barbecue.
Oh yeah, did he cook it fast?
He decided to go the other way, low and slow.
Low and slow, right. Yeah. Well, if only we had time for you to tell us all about that in fascinating fascinating detail, but we better get on and review these podcasts.
Yeah, all right. The next podcast I reviewed was Shoot the Flick, okay?
You get all the good titles.
That's all right, yeah. This is another movie review show. Mm-hmm. With a nerdy slant. It's by husband and wife. I reviewed the most recent episode, which was their review of Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens. So that's the first of the...
Final part three.
Sequels.
Yep, got it. Right.
Yep. As you know, Steve, I might consider myself a bit of a nerd, but I was...
Some may say that.
...worried about this one because, like, everyone says, oh, this is a great movie and all this, you know, and I've always just thought it was just pretty average, you know. And basically a copy of the original Star Wars, A New Hope.
It's part four done again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's the safest thing you could ever do.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams, he's really cutting edge nonsense, garbage. Anyway, but these guys, thankfully, they agreed with me. They talked about all the flaws in the movie. I think I like podcasts where people slag things off.
That is shocking to me. Shocking.
They had a really interesting scoring system. What they did was they scored the movie before they rewatched it. So they've obviously watched it years ago.
Yeah.
So they scored it.
Right.
I think one of them scored it 4 or 4.5 out of 5. The other one scored it 3.5 out of 5 before they watched it.
Yeah.
Then they watch it, they chat about it, and they give you their new score.
Okay.
Which is a really interesting way of doing it. Really, really clever. And they both significantly reduced their scores. Which
It'd
I think
difficult is difficult for you because you'd score things so low in the first place.
Nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
Where are you going to go? That's not quite true. I like the idea, I like that rewatching something and actually not scoring it on nostalgia or on hype, but scoring it actually as a movie.
Yeah.
So I thought it was an excellent episode. Again, it was easy to listen to. Obviously, the husband and wife, they worked really well together. My slight criticism was the sound quality could have been a little bit better.
Mm.
I don't know what was going on there. It wasn't a big deal, and I'm sure they'll sort that out. It was about an hour long. Thought it was pretty tight at an hour. It didn't feel too long.
Right.
We often review podcasts, Steve, that maybe last half an hour and we talk about it for 45 minutes. You know, whereas yeah. these guys watched a movie that might last 2 hours and did it in an hour, wrapped it up. So we need to take a leaf out of their book a little bit.
Probably right, yeah.
I will listen again. There's a lot of the movies there that I like. I will give it 7 out of 10.
Oh, yeah?
And
pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely give it a listen and you should too.
Oh, pretty good. All right. My turn again.
Yep, I'll sit back for a bit.
Yeah.
Feet up.
This is that song from that movie. Okay. Oh. So, as you've alluded to, there's a lot of movie podcasts out there. I mean, it's bound to be movie review shows. One thing I noticed, though, not a lot of podcast review shows. Only one of note that I could find.
Well, that's a niche.
Yeah, someone should...
People should get in on that.
No, they shouldn't. No, it's all sewn up. All sewn up. So, because there are a lot of movie reviews, this is a kind of a way to try and get an original angle on it. And so they review a song from a movie, but also review the movie while they're reviewing the song.
So the song's from the movie.
Yeah, so it's like movies that have a song has a significant part of it.
Like My Life Will Go On, Celine Dion in Titanic.
That is one that they actually do.
Yeah, well, that's one that's synonymous with the movie, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, that's what the movies, songs that are synonymous with the movies.
Cool.
And that song won an Oscar in...
Oh, what year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, I got this so wrong.
Yeah, I hope so. 1998.
Good start.
Oh, very close. 97.
Give me that.
Oh, well, you're a big Celine Dion fan. So I'd have thought you would have got that, to be honest. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that's exactly it. That's what they do. And they have reviewed that one, but that's not the one I chose to do. It was the most recent one I chose, which was Men in Black.
Okay.
The song from the movie...
Men in Black.
Well done. Oh, you're on a roll. Will Smith, Men in Black. So these three guys.
Dietrich, was that like the last song he released?
No, Mark. It was his actually, as I found out from Dietrich, Alex and Ben, three English guys who host this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I found out from them in this show that this was his first solo single.
Without DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Yeah, yeah. But it was like being the Fresh Prince. It was his first solo as Will Smith.
I just feel like after this, he'd just stop doing music.
No, Big Willie style.
Oh, album. Okay.
Seminal album, Big Willie style.
I guess so.
What's wrong with you? Honestly, Mark.
That's
really
terrible.
Obviously, the guys from Soundrise need to take a look at Will Smith's solo work for the likes of you. But anyway, so, right, they talk about Men in Black by Will Smith, and they also do a mini film review. And the thing they do at the end of each episode is they vote on, the three of them individually vote on what's better, movie or song.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, for you, My Heart Will Go On kicks the ass of Titanic, the film, doesn't it?
I'd go Titanic.
Would you?
Yeah.
Do you know what's appalling? I've never seen it.
That's weird.
I've sort of seen bits of it, but it just seems too long. And
are you going to try and hold it up your whole life?
Yeah, well, no, I'm thinking.
On your deathbed?
Definitely
I've
be able to do
I've never seen
it.
Titanic.
On my deathbed.
Put it on your gravestone.
Have I got 3.5 hours left, Doc? No. Oh, fast forward to the bit where Kate Winslet's got her top off.
Oh, dear.
Cut that out.
RTs.
That's good. I like that. So, yeah, they give us a lot of interesting facts about both the song and the film. I won't go into it. You can listen yourself. But
please do.
One of the... I mean, when I say I won't go into it, I'm obviously about to go into it. Stop interrupting! One of which is the whole film was rewritten 2 weeks before the end of production.
Okay.
Isn't that nuts? Like,
actually, I don't think I've seen the film.
Men in Black?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen
it. And you're slagging me off for not seeing Titanic.
Yes, all the classics.
Yeah, Men in Black.
I haven't seen it. Weird, isn't it?
Oh, it's good. It's a good one to watch with the kids, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was thinking, right, I must watch this with the kids.
Okay.
Oh, I definitely enjoyed it at the time.
Yeah.
You're kind of familiar with it.
I know it. Rewritten 2 weeks before?
Sort of, like, they obviously couldn't reshoot everything, but they changed a lot of the lines of the aliens speak and everything because they wanted to change the whole slant of the thing.
Yeah.
But they were able to do that. quite
yeah,
amazing.
Cool, yeah.
But it was a popular film, really popular film.
Yeah, no, what it was.
Did really well, kind of launched Will Smith as a big movie actor. But anyway, I like the podcast. I like the idea. A different slant on just a movie review show.
How did you think it worked with three guys versus the usual one or two would be much more common in the podcast game? How did it work with three?
It was good. I have listened to some podcasts with a larger number of hosts where there's a bit of talking over, and they didn't really do that. You know, they worked well. They were doing it remotely as well.
Which would be difficult. I mean, we do this together, and we've done a little bit remotely. We've done a little bit remotely with that quiz last week, and it can be quite tough.
Yeah, with the three of them, no, it worked well. It worked well. They're obviously, I think, they sound like good mates. A bit of banter between them. So, yeah, I liked it. I liked the topic. They've obviously got stacks of material. And, yeah, it's worth a listen, definitely.
Cool, yeah, well, I actually like that concept. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, over to me.
Yes, your turn.
Okay, the final one I'm going to review is a podcast called How to Survive in L.A.,
Oh, this is another one that I looked at on your list and thought, oh, looks good.
Yeah, no, it's very good. It's a fictional audio drama, which, again, isn't the sort of thing I would gravitate towards. We have two guys who wrote this, and they tell the story. It's set in LA in 1994, and basically the premise is a drug ring crumbles. Two aspiring actresses find themselves connected to criminals and cops involved. A car king is dead. And a worn-out PI searches for answers.
Car king?
Yeah, like second-hand car salesman who owns different dealerships.
Oh, right.
Okay. He's a bit of a big man around town.
EastEnders kind of thing?
Yeah. What's he called in EastEnders?
Frank Butcher.
Well done, yes. Frank Butcher. I think it's based on Frank Butcher.
Yeah, played by Mike Reed.
That you slag.
Yeah, so it's very exciting stuff. It's told in a series of scenes with the hosts playing all of the roles.
Right, so they act.
Yes.
They act it. Right,
so again, another red flag. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I know in the past we've both had issues with these types of set scenes in podcasts like Wondery often do.
Yes.
But this was really well done.
Sorry to interrupt, but this is
go on, no, please
fictional.
Do. Yes,
so, they're acting a story. And I think the issue we have with it is someone's telling a factual story and they're making up
scenes
that they imagine may have happened.
That's true. But I also have issues with how corny it often sounds as well.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Whereas these guys, it's really well written. Yeah. You know, really well written.
All right, cool.
It's not told chronologically. So you're hearing scenes and then you hear another scene that might be before the scene you just heard. So it's not terribly complicated, but you do need to listen closely. Like I did have to rewind quite a few times. You know, where sometimes you can listen to a podcast in the garden or driving home from work and you can let it drift.
Yeah.
And you can kind of keep up with it. This you can't. You actually have to listen.
Yeah.
And you want to listen because you think, oh, did I miss something there? And you rewind it back. Brilliantly written. I really like the sound effects and the music. It really enhances it. And again, like these guys, I don't know how they've done it. It's a very professional job. Really well done.
Current day, is it set? Did you tell me this one?
1994, LA, 1994.
I was just letting
this drift, so. Oh, good one, Steve. I like it.
And what stage are they at in the story? Do we know how many parts
there are?
Yes, there's
four episodes have been released so far.
Okay,
I'm actually not sure how many there are in total. I just listened to episode one. I've downloaded the others, so they're about to be played. Yesterday was on my way home from work. I had about 5 minutes left when I got home, so I just parked up around the corner and finished it. Listened to the rest, you know.
Very good.
So I think I liked it that much.
Yeah,
you know,
that's telling, isn't it?
No, definitely.
I mean, either about the podcast or about your home life, I don't know.
You're getting in trouble with my mail again.
I know.
Oh dear. The story itself, as I say, murder, sex, drugs. It's, you know, the mob's involved. It's really engaging. I gave it an 8 out of 10, Steve. A very solid 8 out of 10. But with the proviso that if episode one, you know, if it continued to be as good as episode one, this would be a 9. This was that good.
Oh, 8 with a potential for a 9?
Potential for a 9.
This is uncharted territory.
Yeah, if everything else is as strong as first episode, I give it a 9. I don't know if it was just in a good mood, but it was kind of like, this is class. This was my favorite one that I reviewed. It was a definite 2 thumbs up from me.
Oh wow,
really liked
that's it. That's a strong one for you to finish on.
Yeah,
okay.
It was super. And so that was again How to Survive in LA.
How to Survive in LA. Right, got it. Download that. Podcast 4 for me is called Script a Bit. This is one I listened to a little while ago before we were going to do this thing. So I listened to two-parter, Blue Nose, and then I listened to the most recent one for this. Right, the premise of Script Bait is it's a story.
I think you've told me about this.
Yeah, I told you about it just a few weeks ago or something. And the premise is that they take a story from history and tell us that story. It's narrated by Dane, and usually he has an unsuspecting friend, although they probably get a little bit suspicious whenever he puts a microphone in front of them and says, I'm recording all of this. But I think what he means is they don't know the story. So he's going to relate to them a story from history that is ripe for being made into a movie.
Cool.
So Script Bait. So listen to this and option it.
Yeah, I like
if you're a Hollywood bigwig, like, I don't know, Harvey Weinstein. Oh, no, he's busy at the minute. Someone else. Anyway.
Inappropriate.
So the most recent one was The Greatest Pirate of All Time. It's a story of Ching Shi.
Okay.
Who is indisputably.
Indisputably?
Indisputably.
Whoa, you sound like a ring announcer now.
Yeah, in the red corner. Actually, she was in the red corner because her pirate squad's called the Red Flag Pirate Squad. But anyway, so Dane and his friend Sam talk about Ching Shi. And so name me some top pirates that you would say would have
Blackbeard.
Been...
Blackbeard.
There you go. Edward Teach, Blackbeard. Yeah. Do you know how many ships he had?
He had or he well, I'll tell raided? You or...
It's four ships. He had four ships under his command and about 300 men.
Yeah.
Ching Shi, 1,800 ships, 80,000 people.
That's not a pirate. That's a navy.
It's a pirate.
It's a navy.
So they were outlaws. They weren't representing any country or government or officials. But they were pirates that grew... But anyway, the story of Ching Shi is she starts off as a street urchin, ends up working as a prostitute in a floating brothel.
Where?
In China, South China.
South China.
Yeah,
okay.
I think Canton.
Okay.
I think in the early 1800s. I mean, that sounds like an awful job, doesn't it?
Floating
brothel in early 1800s China. Any time, really. But manages, she marries a pirate, Ching Yat. He dies, she takes over, she's in charge of the whole operation over all of these pirate ships, expands it, gets pirates, groups of pirates to band together, and eventually really is more powerful than the Chinese Empire at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They can't stop her, and they eventually sue for peace. And it's a fascinating story, fascinating. And the European powers are involved in it because they're raiding Portuguese and English ships. This is just before the Opium Wars. And I mean, so, yeah, it's this fascinating story. And unbelievably, haven't heard of it. Not unbelievably, because, you know, I'm poorly educated. But, you know, it's not widely known. And it's, you know, as they say, perfect script bit. Like, perfect for a film. But what he does say, though, is she has been represented in film before.
Okay.
In Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, all right. I've never seen any of those either.
Like a small bit part. No, never seen them.
No.
Never seen them. Johnny Depp's in the news at the minute, though.
Yeah, he's...
He seems to...
I don't know if we could comment on that. He's still ongoing.
Yeah, in case we're called as witnesses.
Yeah. Could we influence the jury? I don't know.
Yeah, no, we'll say nothing. I mean, absolutely neutral on that one. But yeah, there's a small part in one of the Pirates of the Caribbean films who's sort of loosely based on her character.
Cool.
But yeah, it's really well done. Again, like Study in Scarlet, really, really well researched. They name both of these podcasts, name their sources. They're not plagiarizing any material. They're telling us where they've got the material from and really looking in depth. And this guy,
No, I was just wondering, is it played for historical accuracy, or is it slanted towards comedy? You know, how's the story told?
It's in a lighthearted way.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't say comedy. It's not comedic. It's sort of a lighthearted run through. It's not like, you know, Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, or anything like that. It's more like, you know, this is a story and this happened and this happened. So he's relaying it to a friend who doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good setup.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So they're kind of going, oh, wow, gosh, oh, that sounds a bit nuts, you know, this sort of thing. But they don't know anything about it. So it's good. Yeah, really good. Really enjoyed it.
I like that idea, actually. I do like that. And I've heard it in a few other podcasts where one person's got all the information and the other host reacts to the information. And I think it brings up lots of interesting questions. And
it does,
it's lots of fun.
Yeah, no, it works well. He did say that he initially committed to a weekly release schedule, and he's now realized that is impossible. There's so
Amen,
much.
Amen, brother.
So, No, because there's so much reading involved in getting these things together.
I just thought he was going on about the editing process.
No, you're not getting out of that. No. So I definitely will listen again. I mean, I've already listened, as I say, to Blue Notes Parts 1 and 2. I really enjoyed Greatest Pirate of All Time. I'm definitely going to listen again, recommend it.
Yeah, that actually sounds good. I do like that kind of, as we've talked before, we did the history podcast, I like that broad brushstrokes of history, getting all the good bits, not going too deep into it. I think I'll definitely give that one a listen.
It's good. It's really good. So, like that's it. Good, solid podcasts.
Yeah, really good podcasts.
And, you know, there's a lot more out there that are struggling to find an audience, and like we are really. And
but I think we should definitely do this again. I think this has been a success. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed hearing those ones, and I've really enjoyed listening to the ones you sent me.
And like you said, quite a few of those were like not ones that you would seek out really, but really enjoyable. So I've really enjoyed, as I said, casting the net a bit wider and going, oh yeah, finding some really good stuff. So there's plenty more out there. So we will do it again, but we'll go back to our established format.
For the next show.
For the next one for a while, and then we'll definitely do this again. It's been
Yeah,
been
I think
really
this
good.
Could even become a thing where we sort of on a semi-regular basis do this sort of thing. I think it could work really well and could help people.
Yeah, help each other out. That's good. Mark, I know you like a quiz.
Yep.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No quiz?
There's no quiz. Because I've already asked you a few questions through this.
Right.
So we're going to have a slightly different format. Initially,
this is the worst.
My initial plan for a quiz was I was going to give you podcast names and you were going to try and tell me what they were about. I was going to find like weird podcast names.
Yeah.
But then I kind of realized that all the kind of out there podcast names, or a lot of them, were on that list that I gave you.
Oh.
So you know exactly what they are. And then when I was researching this, you know what I found? There's like a podcast name generator website. Why didn't we know about this? I know. That's what I'm thinking.
You went with the name I came up with. Late at night in Yamba in a pub when I had a lot of beers.
Which was just basically a sentence describing what we're doing.
Yeah.
So, oh well, podcast name generator for the next one. But anyway, we're not doing that. So instead, right, we've had some movie review shows.
Sure.
Yep. We've had some music ones.
Sure.
Two, mine. And I'm not going to tell you the last one. Right, so I'm going to name an actor.
Okay.
You're going to name a film that they're in. I'm going to name a film that they're in. Until one of us runs out of films.
Oh, that'll be... I'll run out every time. I don't watch TV.
All right, off you go. I'm doing this. Right. I'm not going to be daft and say, like, you know, Tom Cruise or something, because we'll be here all night. So, actually, I haven't thought about this very much. Denzel Washington. Go.
Training Day?
Oh, man, that's the one I had in my head. The Hurricane.
I'm in trouble. I don't know.
Is that it?
But yeah, that's it. Done.
Brilliant.
Well, you have to give us one to win.
No. It's like poker.
We've only done one each.
I don't have to show my
Come
cards.
Come on. You do.
No, if you're out.
So then I get to go first next time.
Okay, you get to go first.
Or second. Yeah, I did go first.
No, but you get to name the artist, and then we've got to say albums. Okay?
Well, I've got the artist. Okay.
And we go albums by that artist. Or do you want to do songs by the artist? Might be easier songs. I've really thought this through.
You have really thought this through. Pet Shop Boys.
West End Girls.
Domino Dancing.
Is that real?
I think so.
Okay. This is so bad. Did I say I was a music geek earlier? I have to take that back.
What have I? What have I done to deserve this?
Okay, fine. You win that one. Oh, darn it. Okay. Right, so the third one.
This is the tiebreak, by the way. We're not going to be doing this for long. This one each. This is it.
Well, I was going to give you an opportunity to name a category if you want, but we'll just go with this as a tiebreaker. Okay, so my first podcast was about an assassination. Famous assassinations. Go.
Jesse James.
Martin Luther King.
JFK.
Abraham Lincoln.
Is Jack Ruby an assassination?
Did he not assassinate Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald. Got that wrong. Is that an assassination or is that just
I'll give you it. I mean, I don't. I've got it wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, I got it wrong.
We'll keep going. Julius Caesar. Time's up.
Oh, who's thinking? All right.
You've lost.
That's a win for me.
That is a win for you.
Actually, I prefer this competitive nature to these than the quizzes.
No, I don't. I hate it.
That's good.
I get too stressed by this sort of thing.
I panicked about that Pet Shop Boys one. All right. Well done. Good effort. You took me out on the music one, the one that I said I was geek about. Anyway, so we'd better roll, eh?
Yeah. All right. Hold on.
So you didn't like the quiz, Mark?
The quiz was garbage.
What?
Absolute garbage. We need to get... I hate the quiz anyway.
You love the quiz. I know you love a quiz, Mark.
Don't worry. It puts my blood pressure, it just goes right through the roof.
We're going to reassure you and everyone else, quiz will be back to its normal format of me asking you questions and you saying, I don't know, next week. Yeah. So don't worry.
Okay. I am getting more used to that. It's fine.
That works. Yeah,
I can deal with it. We need to guess figure out what we're reviewing next week.
Okay.
And we were chatting we've done the global chart, we've done British chart, Australian chart. So we're back to global again, I think.
Yeah, so we're on a
top 200.
Three-way rotation.
Yeah, I think so.
That seems to work. Okay, top 200.
Top 200 and...
Chartable.
Chartable global podcast 200 chart, whatever thingy.
They have not put that into a chart name generator, have they?
No, that was a late night in Yamba, wasn't that?
Okay.
All right, well, Steve, you are going to roll a D20 for the tens.
Okay.
I will roll a D10 for the ones. Off you go.
Here goes. 18, 108.
Oh, do you think I can get it? Do you think I can get
it? Come
on. Oh, here we go.
189. Yeah.
All right, Steve, can you fill in for a bit? It'll take me a minute here.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Do you want to hear about the design of the Blue Nose? It's a racing fishing schooner, if anyone's interested.
Yep.
But quite a high brig on it. A lot of people thought it was a bit unsightly, but it was fast. It was fast. Unlike you, Mark, it was fast.
Yep, got it.
Okay, finally.
Right, okay. Here we go. 189, Monologato podcast. Monologato.
Is there any
I'm going to have to
clue?
Click on it. Because
what is that?
Just fill in for a bit.
Monologato.
Monologato.
Is it Italian? Right, we're going to have to learn Italian for next week.
Actually, I think we might re-roll. I think it's a Filipino podcast about Filipino music, but I think it's in Filipino. It's not in English, so we'd struggle.
It's Filipino. Is that a language?
Actually, hold on. No, it's maybe not Filipino. It's not Filipino. I'm just glancing at this. Filippo Ruggeri.
It's this guy called Philip, doesn't
it? No, I think it's in Italian.
It's Philip and an Italian guy, Eno.
I think it's in Italian. Oh, dear.
I said Italian.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is it? It's in Italian. Sorry.
It's in Italian, right.
That's bad. Just re-roll.
Could be a problem.
Re-roll. We can't. None of us speak Italian.
Oh. Si. I don't know. Okay, right. Re-roll. Here we go. Oh, 3. Gosh, we're going high.
Okay, 30 something.
High in the chart. It's got to be in English, isn't it?
38.
38. All right, here we go.
All right, fill in for a wee bit there, mate.
Oh, jeez. Oh, what else? Oh, here, I can tell you about some of the other podcasts that I looked at that just later on that I didn't get to review. Do you want to hear what they are?
No. This is called Real AF with Andy Frizzella.
Real AF? I wonder what that stands for.
Well... I think we know what we're going for, but Andy Frizzella is also AF. See what he's done there?
Oh, clever. Real AF. Real Andy Frizzella.
Do you know who Andy Frizzella is?
No. Do you?
No idea, no.
All right. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, cool. Should be fun, maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Fun AF.
Could be. All right, well, Steve, let's get on with this. Tell everyone how they can contact us, etc.
Best way to contact us is on Twitter, @podcastshould. If you like the show, follow us on Twitter. We'll probably follow you back. And you can have a look at our website, www.whatpodcastshouldilistentonext.com. And give us some feedback. That would be great.
Cool. All right. Cheers, Steve.
Cheers, Mark. Bye.